there were letters from my three sons and my three daughter-in-laws and my two nieces and my cousins and all my grandchildren thanking me for my service. It brought tears to my eyes. I think everybody on the plane knew it. Neil called the same thing. And we landed in St. Louis. There was honor guard escorting us from the runway out to the terminal. And there was our family and hundreds of other people cheering us on. It was a long, long day, but it was a memorable day. And I remember just like yesterday. That's a day I won't forget. It was a real honor to go on it.
It seems to have been more of an emotional trip than you anticipated.
Especially coming back with mail call. Yeah, the others were sightseeing, but that really got to me. When they all the never talked about the war, just didn't. Came back and went about our business when we got out of the service.
Do you feel any sense of responsibility now to keep telling your story so people don't forget?
I don't, but people think they more so than I. I was talking to a veterans group at Barnes Jewish Hospital last May, and someone asked me that, and I said, as far as I'm concerned, 75 years in the past, and it's ancient history. And he said, no, I think you should keep talking and telling people about it.